It's Guy Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. This one is for Wednesday, November 18th of the year 2020. The moon is in Capricorn, so I want to get right down to business. Thank goodness tomorrow it goes into Aquarius. And there it's going to square Uranus and Mercury, making a T-square. That's called in astrology. Uranus over there to Taurus, over to Scorpio. The cool things I want to talk about today, the sun is going into Sagittarius, baby, on Saturday. Dun, 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 dun. And within minutes, look at the chart up there. Venus goes into Scorpio. It's like handing the baton of Scorpio. The sun passes it off to Venus. It's like, you know, if I'm not going to do Scorpio, somebody's got to do Scorpio. So Venus and Mercury are going to be hanging out in Scorpio there, you know, for a little while longer. The sun is, you know, coming along into a sextile with Saturn. And besides that, what I really want to be talking about today is, and it's not necessarily for this week, but it's going on for quite some time. That is Neptune squaring the moon's nodes. It's really, if you give it a 2-degree orb, okay, it's going on from now until February 17th. It's like 3 months, okay? It's actually exact January 26th at 19 degrees, 6 minutes of the mutable signs. You might want to check and see what you've got going on there. But at the same time, then, we have this Mars, you know, it's now at 15 Aries. It's direct. It's going to start moving forward and squaring that whole Capricorn stellium again. Very different energies. That's what I want to be talking about. Yeah? And with the Sag in the background, Mercury still in Scorpio with this opposition to Uranus, you know, tapering off, but still there's a lot of awakening, you know, perhaps shocking kind of energies happening. And by what do we got here, you know, the first quarter square moon, we just had that new moon in Scorpio, right? The first quarter square moon is also coming up here on Saturday. Saturday is a big day. You're going to notice a shift, I think, in the energy by Saturday. Today I thought I might do something a little different, because I'm always, you know, getting a view and waterfalls and rivers and beaches and tops of mountains and stuff. But what about just an ordinary walk through the ordinary woods with nothing really spectacular except the normal, you know, forest experience, jungle experience, whatever you want to call it. So I think I'm going to just find a place right here on this path, you know, maybe stick the camera on that rock over there or something, and just do a Pele Report out here in the woods. All right, everybody! Nice thing is it's kind of quiet here. I don't have any wind, I don't have any waterfalls. You might be able to hear me. Ow! So yeah, we got the two, they're almost diametrically opposed energies going on these days, and you may be feeling them. The one is Mars in Aries squaring all this Capricorn stuff, which is do, fight, accomplish, go, work. I mean, Jupiter coming around to Saturn, Jupiter's more, Saturn is work. You know, more profession, more business, you know, just like, oh my God. You know, it's really work, 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 work. I don't know if you're getting it, but I am totally swamped. It's like endless amounts of work. And then on the other hand, you've got Neptune in Pisces squaring the moon's nodes. Neptune in Pisces is lethargy, relax, flow, surrender, imagine, dream. Hang out, hang loose, let go. Squares to the moon's nodes, okay? are what we call in evolutionary astrology skipped steps. I like to call them missing pieces to the puzzle. Something that we need to do. It's a link between the past, karmic soul journey path, past south node in Sagittarius. Before we can bring the wisdom of Sagittarius down to Gemini and network, communicate, write, speak, and teach, okay, like bring that out from the right brain to the left brain, it's now there's this detour. It's like, oh, before you can't just go straight from Sag to Gemini. You got to take this detour over this Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces is the flow of the ocean, the flow of the river, the flow of life, of spirit. It's the mystical merging into nirvana and samadhi and compassion and understanding and love, the power of love, the force of love, versus the force of Mars, Capricorn, Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto. You know, demonstrate, fight, oppose, challenge. And these are the forces, and I've spoken about this before, you know, with Steiner and Anthroposophy, of Lucifer and Ahriman. Yeah, he puts Christ in the middle, you know, the human in the middle, and puts Lucifer, which is more like expansion, Ahriman's contraction. You know, Lucifer is soft, warm, juicy, you know, desire, and you're just like, you know, moving into the wishy-washy realms of, you know, anything goes. And Ahriman is artificial intelligence and computers and ones and zeros, and it's all 5G and Internet of Things and hard concrete. So we can say like this Neptune is very kind of this, you know, Luciferic energy that wants to loosen, soften, open, excarnate, move into subtle, spiritual, higher vibrational, multidimensional worlds. Ow! And this harmonic force, you know, wants to pull us in and hold us down, and we've got to make this right and change this and do that and fight for this. If we want to look at this in a historical realm, yeah, Steiner talked about Lucifer. He had his chance, 900 BC, Lucifer incarnated. And then Christ had his chance. Okay, he came in, you know, right around zero. And now we're approaching, you know, the incarnation of Ahriman. These are like three huge oversouls that are like so far beyond the minuscule human ego that you and I have got, okay? You can just like blow it off and forget it. And this is what Pisces is about. It's very interesting. You know, Neptune in Pisces, it puts things into perspective, the flow of life. Boys and girls, moms and dads, we are minnows in the river of life. So you can sit there with your little fins and you can fight the flow in the stream of life, and you can go out and, you know, protest and argue and get all pissed off and do all your Mars all you want. Neptune just keeps on flowing. These are these different perspectives, these different approaches, and this is what today's mantra is built around and about. And, you know, look, I got a mosquito landing right on the camera. Okay, anyway, there was an owl on the branch right behind me. I came down here and it's like, oh my God, a huge owl right on the branch. I seldom see owls. This is very rare for me to see this beautiful owl out there. I pull out my phone, I turn it to camera, I zoom it, you know, to the maximum zoom. I turn around and he had flown away. I wanted to give you a picture of that. That's like the sun moving into Sagittarius, baby. Anyway, where was I? I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay? And I'm going to bring in some stuff from Zechariah Sitchin. because, you know, I check out the news and stuff, you know, and everybody's like in this big tizzy, you know, that, you know, oh, vaccines and, you know, they're going to mess with our DNA and, you know, they're going to program us and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, we need to fight for this and, you know, rebel against that and stop this and, you know, da, 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 da. And this, you know, this is very, what I say, hardening. And, you know, that the approach that we are going to force change, okay, is like the teacher in the classroom slamming the ruler down on the desk. What do all the students do? They recoil, right? They harden, they retreat into themselves, into a place of safety because they feel threatened. That's Ahriman. The Luciferic force, okay, of love, wants to play music, harmony, dance, inspire, open. And then people are softened and they become more receptive and they are all about listening. I mean, you know, my feeling is that, you know, particularly in the United States, what we're experiencing now is a failed educational system that for the last 100 years has not taught people how to think for themselves. So now we have a couple generations of people that have not learned how to think for themselves. That's what's, you know, so, you know, we're dealing with, to me, it's about education. This is the sun moving into Sagittarius. This is Mercury in opposition to Uranus, the sun moving into the moon, moving into Aquarius to square those. What we need is a revolution in the educational systems, because it's our future generations that are really, okay, going to be faced with big decisions. But for now, I just want to, you know, look at this, that it's not so much about fighting what is Moderna, okay, you know, and, you know, the vaccines that are coming out, okay, you're not going to stop that. We're not, you know, and this idea that, okay, oh, it's messing with our DNA. Let's look at that. I want to talk a little bit about, I want to go back to ancient Sumeria. Zechariah Sitchin did a lot of writing about, you know, he interpreted the cuneiform, and he talked about the extraterrestrials, the Anunnakis. Yeah, the Anunnakis came, and they messed with the DNA of monkeys to make humans in the first place. And we've had viruses. You know what? Viruses mess with our DNA. Our DNA is always getting messed with. This is part of human evolution, is that our DNA gets messed with. And yeah, now we've got pharmaceutical companies messing with it, but the virus was messing with it, and this is going to mess with it, and that's going to mess with it, and everything is going to mess with it. And we're not going to stop it. And we can worry ourselves sick. We can get anxious. Get angry. We can, you know, get violent. We can do whatever you. I'm saying, Ahriman is incarnating. His chance is coming. Okay, you know, we are moving into the age of Aquarius, of artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, 5G. Do I like it? Hell no. That's why I'm where I am. But it's education, and it's each one of us making individual free choices for ourselves and our families and our children and those that we come into contact with, to empower each other with love, with inspiration that softens them and opens them. And then they begin to imagine and envision different realities and alternative choices that maybe they were not thought about or presented in school or the media or any place else. You know, they, like in their meditation, oh man, I got this download, or I got this dream last night. It's like, this is what needs to happen now to counterbalance the violent challenges that are going to be coming through these next 2 months. I'm telling you, okay, you think that this whole election thing is over. It's not, okay? it's going to continue on. In fact, it's kind of, you know, getting harder and building more momentum and becoming more like a lead bullet, okay, you know, as the Ahrimanic forces harden it. That's why in today's mantra, I didn't know if I should use fear or hate. You could kind of interchange those a little bit. So all I want to, you know, I'm just like, really, I always talk about your T, time, energy, and attention. Where we put our time, energy, and attention is what we are feeding, growing, you know, energizing. We are agents of life, giving life to whatever we focus on. And so the ability to direct that focus very consciously towards love, towards production, towards expansion, towards creation, towards unity, things that unify instead of polarize and separate and harden. This is what I want to speak to as being the missing piece, the skipped step that needs to happen over these next 3 months, lest we devolve into civil wars, lest we devolve into my view and your view, and we are enemies and we can never get along and we need to obliterate each other or whatever. I had a choice even with the last line of the mantra today, choosing love as the most powerful force I know. The power of love. Let us not underestimate the power of love. It may be invisible. It may not produce immediate results. You know, this Mars and Aries can be impatient. I want this law changed now. I want this happen. And I'm not waiting. We need to just like, you know, you know, we need to fight this and stop that and, you know, initiate that. And it's all this like, whoa, dude. The little minnows are going nuts, man. And the river is just flowing. It's like, you know what? You guys are totally wasting your energy. I know. I would get a bunch of nasty comments on this Paley Report. Oh my God, how could you dare? I love it, man. Social media, you know, gives everybody a voice. It's just really, it's a phenomena. So I want to say there are certain inevitabilities and we are moving forward into a time that is unpleasant for light working, love embracing, spreading, heart-centered people. And we don't want to let the Ahrimanic or the future forces, you know, that are, you know, here messing with stuff we're not supposed to really mess with. And it feels like, you know, the planet or humanity is going awry and, you know, going to hell and downhill and it's all going to get, you know, so cold and harsh and programmed and controlled and blah, 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 blah. You know, and you can go down that rabbit hole. And I'm telling you, my feeling, you know, it's just my focus here is that it's not going to really do anybody any good. What we want to do is, like the I Ching says, the best way to fight evil is to make progress toward the good. Don't feed the dark forces of separation, fear, and hate. Instead, inspire, imagine, love, soften. And you will be welcomed, you will be heard, you will be accepted, you will be followed, you will be, I mean, it's just like the way forward is through positivity, not fighting what we deem negativity. Yeah, baby. That's Neptune square the nodes. That's the energy for the next 3 months, baby. And it's building, building, building right on through January. Okay?
Ow!
That big change of office, January 23rd. Oh my God, the aspects, you know, right around that whole week are like super intense, man. I could do a whole different video on that stuff. So, anyway, I am free to choose. No. I am free to focus upon what I wish to grow. I therefore choose love over fear as the seed I wish to sow. It's a free choice. We spend our time and energy and attention on whatever we freely choose. I encourage you to freely choose and do not be driven out of whatever, but like find your core, your center, your focus, what you want to bring into the world. Not what's like already here and needs to be like, you know, what is your beautiful creative genius want to nurture in the short time that you inhabit this body? One more time. I am free to focus upon what I wish to grow. I therefore choose love over fear as the seed I wish to sow. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.